This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
USA, baby, welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennen. Kevin Flynn and Todd Mitchell here as well, and Mr. Minnesota. Jason Lewis is with us today on the program, who has a new book out called Party Animal. It's Not What You Think. The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics, and the Partisan Press. He's going to be doing a couple book signings with our listening audience. We want to tell you about that. Jason, welcome back. How are you?
Scott, good to hear your voice. Always a pleasure to be on. And, it's a party animal. It's sort of like what the Federal Reserve did after the housing crisis and COVID. Just print as much money as you can, and nothing bad will happen. Heard you guys talking about the Biden interview on 60 Seconds. It used to be 60 minutes, but with Joe Biden, they had to cut it back to 60 seconds. And inflation just went up an inch. Inflation shocked everyone with the August CPI report. Grocery prices up 13.5%. Gasoline still up 27% from a year ago. This is a cataclysmic affair for families who are spending $400 more a month on staples than they were prior to the Biden, Inflation Reduction Act and all the rest of the spending. So that's not the sort of party animal you want, but it is what I highlight in the book. Because I have a chapter on what we did to the economy under Trump when I was in Congress and what Biden has done to it since then. And it's very apropos these days.
Does this ever catch up with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Does their reality ever set in here?
You know, I think so. I mean, the press is doing the best they can to gaslight America on it's an abortion question or it's election fraud or it's anything other than the very things that make your life feasible, that make your life worthy, and that is public safety, the price of goods and services. Are your children being educated? Are we safe from China and the border? And all of those things under the radar, because that's what the press does, the Democrat media complex, as I say in Party Animal, is having an effect. Now, is it going to have an effect on New York, California, or perhaps even Minnesota? I don't know. But nationwide, it will. And I think it will catch up in the midterms. And it better, because we're on the brink right now, Scott. We're a nation on the brink. We can't continue this way and expect the national consensus to hold.
Here's the clip you're talking about, by the way. And, it would seem with this flippant of attitude towards something so impactful to the average American's pocketbook that there would be an awakening of some sort near. Listen to this.
Mr. President, as you know, last Tuesday, the annual inflation rate came in at 8.3%. The stock market nosedived. People are shocked by their grocery bills. What can you do better and faster?
Well, first of all, let's put this in perspective. Inflation rate month to month is just an inch. Hardly at all.
You're not arguing that 8.3 is good news.
No, I'm not saying it is good news, but it was 8.2 or 8.2 before. I mean, it's not. I can make it sound like all of a sudden, my God, it went to 8.2%.
It's the highest inflation rate, Mr. President, in 40 years.
I got that. But guess what we are? We're in a position where, for the last several months, it hasn't spiked. It has just barely, it's been basically even.
So the answer to what can you do better and faster to fix this is, hey, there's not a problem here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's remarkable. It's like the border. What border crisis?
Didn't even get asked about, by the way, by 60
seconds.
Yeah.
But, look, you're right. And this is an outgrowth of not one, not two, not three, not four, but five COVID relief bills, the last one being a whopper under Biden, that threw $6 trillion of fresh money into an economy that was already stagnating under an anti-supply-side tax policy from Biden, regulatory policy. So when you put your foot on the brake of production, no more pipelines, no more gas leases, we're going to undo the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, we're going to clamp down on everything. When you do that, and then on the other hand, you print money, this is what Milton Friedman was talking about, too much money chasing too few goods. And it wasn't just an inch. What the August CPI report showed, and it shocked the economists who predicted a 0.3% rise in core CPI, core prices went up 0.6, doubled. And that's why you saw the sell-off in treasuries. That's why mortgage rates are now 6.3%. You can't afford to buy a home. You can't afford to buy gas. You can't afford to buy groceries. Other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? it's going to catch up.
Where's the empathy?
He doesn't care. He doesn't care, and neither does Susan Rice, and neither does the press. For all the feigning on 60 Minutes, like you say, there's many more things other than just CPI prices. You have a border, literally, that is out of control. You know, if Martha's Vineyard can't handle 50 people, but Texas is supposed to handle 1.9 million? Everything's out of touch here, but it's all about gaslighting. It is all about saying, hey, there's nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Keep moving on. Keep moving on. And that's what they're counting on. I just don't think it's going to work. But I'll tell you this, Scott. The reason I wrote Party Animal, and I'll be in Park Rapids tonight at the Hubbard County dinner, and then Tuesday, the La Barista in Washington Square in Detroit Lake. So come by and get a signed copy of the book. The reason I wrote the book is if you didn't document this stuff, if you didn't document the debacle that was the COVID response, if you didn't document the Russian collusion fantasy that only now is catching up, but people still haven't received their comeuppance, if you didn't document what we did with the Tax Cut and Jobs Act and to get energy independent in the 115th, no one would know it. And that's why I wrote Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics, and the Partisan Press.
Yeah, and this is where we have to hope the majority of the American public get their information, is from other sources other than 60 seconds.
Well, you got to write it down. You got to get it out there because this is what we're up against, isn't it? I don't have to tell you, but it's the Democrat media complex that keeps telling people nothing to see here.
He waffled on the question of whether he'll be a candidate in 2024, rather. Do you think he will be?
Mm-mm. I don't think he's capable. I mean, literally, they could try to prop him up, but clearly there's something going on there, and I just don't think physically he's capable, and they're looking for an out. Then the Democrats may force it. Who knows? I think the more interesting question is what's going to happen on the other side.
Yeah.
I think Biden's gone.
How about Trump?
Yeah, I think he wants to run again. I really do. I've made the argument in several Daily Caller pieces and a few others, and obviously in the book, that there's one overriding reason that Trump should win and prosecute. You know, the last chapter of the book, and I don't want to give it away, is called The Reckoning. But the overriding reason is he was the one who was wronged. So a lot of people say, well, let's get somebody who doesn't have all the Trump baggage, Ron DeSantis or you name it. And Ron DeSantis is great, don't get me wrong. But if they can literally, in the bowels of the bureaucracy, the deep state, which we now know not only had the British author of the dossier on its payroll, but they had a Russian spy on their payroll. This is the FBI, this is the DOJ, in order to gather information on a duly elected president so they could get illegal warrants to spy on his campaign. This doesn't happen in America. I knew it when I was in Congress, but now we've seen the evidence finally from Durham. Hopefully he does something about it. But if you don't do anything about it, if they are not held accountable, if Trump doesn't see some justice, then it doesn't matter who succeeds him. They can do it again.
That's been my theory, that Trump is being forced into the race by what they're doing on the left. To clear his name, if nothing else.
To clear his name, but think, he was the guy that was wronged. It wasn't DeSantis.
Right. Yep.
And so if they can force Trump from public life with a false dossier, with the abuse of the FISA court, which I'm glad I voted not to reauthorize when I was in Congress, if they can do that to him and they succeed in forcing him from public life, what precedent does it set? It said, well, we'll do it to DeSantis. We'll do it to anybody. So there's an argument to be made that Trump must be the victor. He must vanquish his enemies, and there ought to be indictments. And if that happens, they won't do it again.
And the only reason that he would not is probably family considerations, I guess.
Family considerations and, quite frankly, age.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, what, 76 now?
Much more spry.
Yes. There's no evidence of cognitive decline.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, I mean, you know, he's no spring chicken.
We're going to talk about what happens if Republicans take back control of Congress and how we ensure what happens with Jason Lewis. The book is Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics and the Partisan Press. More with Jason Lewis after this.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You talk to anybody that owns a hot spring spa, a Finley Osana from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, and they will tell you it's life-changing. Every day made better. Then not a slogan. That is true facts from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Always great financing options. Absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Make today the day. you say, you know what, I'm going to be ready for fall, maybe ready for winter, and we are going to have every day made better in our house. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, you tell them Scott sent you, okay? Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, with the number 2.com. Back with more with Jason Lewis, who's written a book called Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics, and the Partisan Press. Tell me a little bit about the reaction to this book.
Well, the reaction has been so good that I'm running out of books. We did four signings last week in the cities and literally ran out of books. And I called the publisher and they said, well, we got supply chain crises. Gee, imagine that in a Biden era. But it's been good, and I'm stocked back up. And so tonight in Park Rapids, tomorrow at La Barista in Detroit Lakes at Washington Square, we should have plenty of books. And if we don't, you can always go to barnesandnoble.com and order them. But it's been quite good. And frankly, you know, I knew this would go on. When I saw the intel, or should I say, Scott, the lack of intel on the Russian collusion thing, I saw the writing on the wall. And this goes all the way back to 2017. I thought, you know, this thing, they're going to lie about this. And they're going to keep the president preoccupied. And they're going to revise history. I better get this down. And it was then I started taking notes. And the book, Party Animal, is basically what those notes say over 5-6 years in the 115th through three campaign cycles, the 2020 crazy Senate race with a lockdown Minnesota except for violent protesters. And it's all about, are they, you know, it's the pretext of Biden weaponizing the government to go after half the country. If you want to know how we've gotten to this point where parents are domestic terrorists, where all of Trump associates are being rounded up, subpoenaed, raided, if you want to know how we got there, read Party Animal, because I lay it out step by step by step. And I wanted to do that because if I didn't, no one else would, at least in the mainstream press. So,
is Minnesota a red state or a blue state?
Well, I guess we're going to find out, aren't we? This is part of the reckoning for Minnesota. I think the red states are getting redder. You look at the Dakotas. You look at Iowa. And I think blue states, California and New York, are getting Illinois, are getting bluer. And so the great 10th Amendment experiment that the framers so wisely set up is now on steroids. And you're going to have these states that reward freedom and prosperity and peace and security, Florida and Texas and Tennessee, and the Dakotas, or you're going to have states that don't. And if the trend in Minnesota is such that you get a governor who presided over riots and lockdowns at the same time, oh, and tax increases, if he wins and wins big, I think Minnesota will fall into one camp pretty clearly.
We're chatting with Jason Lewis, who's written the book Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics, and the Partisan Press. Tonight, signing books in Park Rapids, Minnesota. What event are you doing that at? Where and when?
Hubbard County Republicans holding their annual dinner. Happy to be there tonight. And then off to Detroit Lakes at La Barista, as I say, Washington Square tomorrow, 11:30 to 1. We were in the cities last week, had five events, being southern Minnesota. So it's crazy, as you know, Scott, selling a book, but it's a labor of love because this story has to be told. And as I say, it's self-serving. I know I'm trying to sell a book, but I could have spent the last 2 years doing something else, trust me. But putting this together was important to me, and it's important that you see the truth from someone who was on the ground.
Do you believe Republicans will take back the Senate and the House? And if they do, what do you anticipate they'll do with it?
Well, I do think they will. I think for certain the House. And I think the Senate races are obviously tightening up. J.D. Vance is doing much better. Mehmet Oz is coming up. Let's hope that Mitch McConnell's plan to write off Arizona doesn't foretell a defeat there, because that could be a real pickup. But I do think the trend is in our direction just because of the critical mass of bad news. What is going right in America under Joe Biden?
No kidding.
But seriously, folks, you have peace in the streets? No, we have an urban crime wave. We haven't seen, well, we may have never seen anything like this, including Minneapolis-St. Paul, which is in a total free fall. What, and it's spreading to the suburbs, by the way. What is going good at the border? The Trump showed you could control the border. We showed that. Build the wall. Send people back to Mexico before they can come here for asylum and apply in their home country. It works. What is it? Have we taken on China? We now know that they had a Wuhan lab leak. The lab leak theory was correct. What do we know about Fauci and gain of function funding it? What have we done to a country? And I'm not saying we should declare war on that. I'm tired of the endless wars, and that was another good thing about Trump. But while we're bogged down in Ukraine, that has no direct national security interest to America, our borders are open, and China gets a free pass. Who does this?
Can we believe that Republicans will do what they say they're going to do if they get the majority back and play hardball politics?
I think they will in the House. When I was in the House of Representatives, we used to have a joke. The Senate is where all good bills go to die. And I think it's probably still true. I think there is a crisis in leadership in the Republican Senate. I think that has to change. I think Kevin McCarthy knows what has to be done, whether he wants to do it or not. So they will keep these investigations open on, say, January 6th, right? But they won't just investigate the wild guys with funny hats who trespassed on the Capitol. They're going to investigate those who destroyed government property all across the country, including Minnesota, and the riots of 2020. They'll investigate what the FBI did in Michigan to entrap people up there and whether they were present on January 6th. They will finally investigate how on earth, in the bowels of the DOJ bureaucracy, we allowed renegade FBI agents to try to overturn the will of the people by overthrowing a duly elected president. That was the greatest coup. It makes Watergate look like a minor contrivance. This is nothing. This is shockingly brazen on the part of the swamp, the deep state. And so now we have a national security state that Eisenhower couldn't imagine of when he warned about a military-industrial complex. It's an entire national security state that is turning its aim on Americans, not foreign adversaries. This is a country in crisis, a nation on the brink. And so they have no choice but to investigate these, and it will shock the conscience of Americans if they do.
The book is Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics, and the Partisan Press. Book signings, Park Rapids tonight. And tomorrow over the lunch hour at La Barista at the Washington Square Mall in Detroit Lakes. So get out there, see Jason Lewis, get a copy of the book, have him sign it, have a conversation. And we're glad you wrote the book, and we're glad you spent a little time with us today on the show. Thank you, sir.
Oh, always a pleasure, Scott. Be well, and hope to get up to the Dakotas soon.
Very good. A little golf. There, you know, it's 82 degrees today.
There you go.
You know, so
I'll see you at La Barista tomorrow.
Sounds good, man. Looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Jason. Good to chat with you. Jason Lewis on the book Party Animal. Well, folks show up for those two book signing events, and great tech. He's right. You got to write this stuff down. You got to chronicle it.
Absolutely.
You just need to put it in black and white so people understand and have the ammunition to go out there and have these conversations about the best way forward for America. No doubt about it. All right. When we come back, how's the pheasant population looking for the upcoming pheasant hunting season? We'll tell you that and more.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The newly named special master in the President Trump versus the Department of Justice documents raid at Trump's Florida home directed the attorneys to appear Tuesday in a courtroom of the Brooklyn Federal Courthouse, 2 p.m. Eastern, for a preliminary conference. 8 million Japanese people have been ordered to evacuate as Typhoon Nanmadol slams across Japan. Government officials in Japan told national broadcaster NHK that the level 5 alert, the highest on Japan's disaster warning scale, was called for as it's raining like never before. A strong earthquake struck southeastern Taiwan on Saturday evening, collapsing a house and interrupting rail service on the island. Taiwan Central News Agency said the 6.4 magnitude shallow quake was centered on the island's eastern shore. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What's on your mind? Freedom Matters USA Studios. I'm Scott Hennon. Hungry for a little lunch today? Let me make you hungry. PetroServe USA is home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Any fresh-baked muffins, 99 cents today. It's a great way to go. Chicken fried steak in Glendon, beefy Mac hot dish, 45th. Swedish meatballs downtown Fargo at the NP Avenue store. Beefy noodles at 12th and I-29. Harwood and I-29 exit. Scalloped potatoes and ham. Travel in 94 Valley City today. Meatloaf or scalloped potatoes and ham. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, always great selections. Tater tot hot dish or chicken tenders. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. So I saw a story in the Bismarck Tribune today that North Dakota's overall pheasant population is up from drought-plagued 2021. However, that's the good news. The not-so-good news is numbers remain down in prime hunting territory. And also hunters might find a lot of smaller birds on the landscape this fall. This is all from the Game and Fish Department's annual pheasant survey. They do this in late July and August. 9% more birds statewide than last year. That's good. The results are based on 278 survey runs made along 100 routes across North Dakota. Now, last year, the survey said there were observations of 23% fewer birds than in 2020. And this past spring's pheasant crowing count survey down 22%. So.
That's what I'm hearing in South Dakota, too, that they're seeing a good amount of birds, but not, you know, not real big ones. Like, there's a number of them, but maybe not more families. But the numbers seem to be ticked up a bit.
Jesse Kohler, who's the Upland Game and Fish Supervisor, somebody we need to schedule on the program to talk more about this in the near future, said the increase due to reproduction likely good this year because of abundant cover to protect nests and chicks and insects. They keep young chicks strong, but the wet spring helped with later nest attempts. According to the upland game management biologist R.J. Gross, the cover was not there for the first nest to be very successful. I think the hunters will find a lot of young roosters in their bag this season.
You can always find birds. We always find them.
There you go.
You got to work harder some years for them, but, you know, that is what it is. Part of the fun.
Last chance to weigh in on the news of the day here in our back half of the show, 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. The border. From a lot of our texters, I hear you. Eagle Pass, Texas. Listen to this business owner living through the Biden border crisis right now.
It just feels like we're completely overrun and we've lost control of everything. At least I know that. But here it's you're helpless. You're helpless. And those people that say that we don't have a problem, you come live in Eagle Pass for a few weeks and you'll see it. And you'll understand how awful and insecure it feels. I've been a member of the community for over 50 years. I'm a second generation owner to a barbecue business in town that it's called the Wagon Wheel. We are off the main highway. I also have a property as well that's been in the family for over 26 years. And I've just, not only has my business been broken into and ransacked, it's just the insecurity now. You know, you don't feel safe at home anymore. I worked alongside my father for 19 years. One break-in in 25 years. From February to now, I've had five. I don't know how to secure my building enough to keep these people away.
Listen to that. Imagine living that.
The border is secure, though, as far as priorities.
Take it from Kamala.
Yeah.
Define secure.
Oh, there it is, right there. See, that'd be the follow-up.
It's not secure.
That would be the follow-up that anybody would ask, that anybody would be expected to answer. But no one asks it, and they're not ever going to answer that.
When I was at the border, I saw folks from Honduras, Venezuela,
Cuba, all over.
Yes. There's a story now that Venezuela is emptying their prisons.
Oh yeah, they're eating zoo animals. So I mean,
they're emptying their prisons, and guess where they're coming?
Mm-hmm.
This is, by the way, from the Department of Homeland Security. Lest you think this isn't intentional, Scott, the administration knows exactly what they're doing. Another says it would be hard to call Biden and Harris evil, only because their incompetence so severely outshines their poor character. Interesting take. It's both evil. People are using incompetent people to do horrible things. Evil people are using incompetent people to do horrible things. Question of the day has been, is it deceitful, evil, diabolical policies that are leading to this? Or is it literally incompetence?
At its core, it's evil. I don't know who's running it or who's planning it, but yeah, they got some good puppets on the string there.
Another listener texts, it's unfortunate that all the people that voted for Joe didn't watch him.
Yeah.
I think the people that voted for Joe didn't like mean tweets.
Yep.
They
just cannot move on, can they?
Hey, tweets are better now, though, aren't they?
I'd rather they pay 8 or 9% more for everything. On average.
Yeah, but the tweets are better.
Than have a mean tweet, right?
What are they going to do if Trump doesn't run?
Who's they?
Well, all of them. The MAGA, all of them. Biden on down. What are they going to do if Trump doesn't run? Because that's all they've got. That and abortion.
Well, whoever runs will be the next one with a big old fat target on them.
That's true. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. DeSantis and how evil Ford is. Pick that apart.
You can set your watch to it, folks. Another listener says, after listening to your clips of Joe Biden, it reminds me of Mel Brooks as the governor in Blazing Saddles.
William Taylor Cavane!
There you go.
Except Mel Brooks made me laugh and not cringe.
Excuse me, I've got to sign this document. Aye. That's one of the best.
Oh, man, it's epic.
I brought you a story earlier where officers were cleared in a Mapleton officer-involved shooting and the death of a deranged individual there. Listener weighs in on that, saying, I'd like to think that these police investigations are done with. But that's not the case when Fargo-Moorhead has the Wes and Faith Commission, also known as the Fargo Human Rights Commission, continually revisiting the decisions. Your show and all of Fargo voters need to stop the decline of Fargo and the media giving all their time to these fools. I'm not a Fargo resident, but hear from friends and how screwed up my city is. I can only agree with them and correct them that I don't live in Fargo. Fargo has more and more become woke. It has. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I mean, that's like it's just happened?
Well, no, that's true. And I also think it's the biggest threat to conservative rule in the state of North Dakota, because look at the makeup of the legislature, just based on the population. Look at the amount of votes that happen in Cass County in any election. And to have it tipping to the woke and the hard left and be infected by, you know, Fargo is in some ways Minneapolis West when it comes to the trends, politically speaking, it is a concern. There's no doubt about that. It's a concern. So I think you're right to say, hey, pay attention to this. And I hope groups like Freedom Matters USA and the North Dakota Republican Party and others will do something about it. And if nothing else, and by the way, it's just not Fargo. I look at this school board elections in many of the communities throughout North Dakota. Despite all the concerns, despite all the debate, critical race theory, and all the different things that threaten a normal education for our students that were discussed, and the summer turnout in the primary was abysmal. Abysmal. Yes, in Fargo, but in other places as well. That's on us. Listener wants to know what's really behind Biden administration's coziness with Gavin Newsom. Is there a coziness going on there that I've missed?
Oh, yeah. Well, she's Nancy Pelosi's, or he's her nephew by marriage or whatever. That whole cabal, the California cabal, they're all tied together. Schiff, Pelosi, I mean, all of them. They're all, look at all of them.
This listener thinks Kamala's going to resign and Newsom will be the new VP.
That's one scenario I've seen floated.
And Biden would resign and Newsom would be president. Please, what in the world does Gavin Newsom have in the way of a resume?
None.
Help me understand this. Listener says it's all evil, it's on purpose, and they pretty much don't care if they look stupid.
Oh, no, that's a money grab. They're on their way out. These are all old, has-been-done cronies that are on their way out. They got to take as much money with them as they can. That's the way I'm looking at it. I got a great meme here. Forrest is sitting on a bench, Forrest Gump. He says, and just like that, sanctuary cities didn't want to be sanctuary cities anymore. Love those.
They are great. I have a similar meme up with Barack Obama writing a letter back to Michelle about how challenging it is to defend Martha's Vineyard, these poor people. I think that is rich beyond belief. Absolutely love it. Hey, we're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. If you go to MyPillow.com, you're going to get a one-time gift absolutely free. Remember to use the promo code Scott. Scroll down to the radio listener specials. You'll see a little antenna, and you're going to see the biggest bed sheet sale in history. $29.98 is where they start. Slippers at $49.98. Sandals at $19.98. Pillows as low as the big-time, big-box deal of $19.88 at Walmart. You got it now. Mattresses at 50% off. The MyPillow towel set starts at $44.98. Regularly, by the way, at $89.98. Roll and go anywhere my pillows. The complete mattress sleep system, the mattress topper, the down blankets, the women's sleepwear and loungewear. I bought Maria some the other day. I absolutely love this. Fantastic. Sleepwear, loungewear for men and women, up to 80% savings right now. All right? You get the idea. Go to MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Waffle blankets, down comforters, duvet covers, Giza cotton pillowcases, pet blankets, pet beds. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. More after this. Don't go away.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think about it is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. The new Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily. But you know what? That lifetime powertrain warranty also applies to a bunch, 42 according to what I'm finding, of the pre-owned vehicles. And it doesn't have to be a Buick or GMC. It's a Subaru Forester. It's a 2020 that was $37,780 and is now $29,880. And comes with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty, or a 2020 Ford F-150 that was $49,125, now $43,800. That and many more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, time to check in with our friend Scott Herman from Action Movers. Scott, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Scott.
Glad to hear it. What's on your mind?
Well, we're staying busy. We're usually kind of coming out of what we refer to as our peak season for moving, and the season's remaining strong through September here, and it's looking good through October. So anybody that's looking to move, we accommodate budgets of all sizes and moves of all sizes, whether you're moving locally within North Dakota or if you're moving throughout the country. We cover it all, and we also actually have a do-it-yourself moving solution where we drop a Go Mini container off in your driveway, and those come in 12, 16, and 20-foot sizes. They're rented by the month, so you have some time to sort out your things in your home, and reduces a little bit of that stress level. That's a local-only solution, but we do have Go Minis in Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot. And then on the full-service side, we do everything, whether it's packing, unpacking. If you rent your own truck, we can provide the labor to load that truck. Everybody that works for us is background checked, which is very important when you have professionals in your home and you can't keep an eye on them at all times. And so that's one thing we try to stress to our customers when you're shopping a moving company, how important that is. And then we're also affiliated with United Van Lines. United Van Lines is the top van line in this country. We have more trucks, warehouses, than our next four competitors combined.
Veteran-owned, family-owned, and been doing it since 1932. So what's not to love about all of that? You can call them at 566-5532. We got to remind folks, start early if you're thinking about a move, right? Get a place on the calendar. Get a deposit down. That's do you even have to have a deposit, Scott?
No deposit. Nope. In fact, there's regulations in our industry, so we don't collect anything until the move's totally completed. We know that you're satisfied as our customer.
Well, that's a great deal. But get your date in there if you know you're going to be doing that. As obviously Scott said, the peak season is extending into the fall. 566-5532. Action Movers, two A's in action.com. ActionMovers.com. Mention Scott. And they are one of the team of folks that keep what's on your mind cranking, so we appreciate it. Scott, you have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Scott.
Ray is on the road. What's on your mind, Ray?
Hi. Yeah. I've been a Republican forever. I'm 67 years old. And one of my thoughts is that the next Republican that gets into office, the U.S. Marshals, are used to be the long arm of the president. They had more power than even the FBI at one time. Don't know if they still do or not. Couldn't the next Republican president use his powers with the U.S. Marshals and round these people up that have caused us all the trouble and bring them to justice? My second deal is my wife and I, we quit contributing to the Republican Party because of all the threats we've been hearing against people and some weird things that's been happening. Can you send a money order? And is it going to go where it's supposed to be? So that way your name's not attached to it. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, Ray. Appreciate that. I mean, when you donate, that information's public. So I don't think it matters the payment method. But appreciate your thoughts, Ray, and appreciate you calling today. Texter says, when you hear about prisons being emptied of criminals, we talked about earlier, well, Venezuela's admitting they're doing that, that's just the Democrats' draft. They hope to use these convicts in their army to destroy America. Lest you think that's a little harsh, John Fetterman, who's the candidate against Oz in Pennsylvania, was asked what his top priority was. If he's elected to the U.S. Senate, listen.
If you had a magic wand and you could wave it and fix one thing, what would it be?
Life without parole in Pennsylvania. We could save billions in revenue long term. We could save thousands of lives and not make anyone less safe. And also expunge as many permanent records of people that have been living their best lives and have been paying well beyond when they should have for a charge that they caught, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Isn't it amazing that that's the number one thing?
Says that idiot.
The top priority? He wants to end life without parole for murderers? Give him the magic wand?
Yeah.
Not,
oh, yeah.
Not the betterment of the quality of life for people in Pennsylvania. Not the...
Yeah, no. Nope. Yep. Take care of the criminals.
And meanwhile, more of those criminals are coming in because of what's happening at the border. The border, the border, the border. Have I mentioned the border?
Oh, yeah.
We cannot mention it enough.
Cannot.
Awaken to it. It's Biden's border crisis, folks. But the border is secure, right? According to Kamala Harris, the border is secure. Yeah. Wow. Tomorrow, we're at the University of Mary. They got a big day out there. Ribbon cutting on the new School of Engineering, the Harold Hamm School of Engineering. Harold Hamm, Kelsey Warren, they'll all be there. As University of Mary will be celebrating a couple of generous donors and a big day. So we'll be there for that on our way to Watford City. God bless, folks. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters. You've heard our ads about egress windows. They add sunlight, they provide an escape and add value to your home. All true, but I'd like to let you in on a little secret. You can add an egress window anywhere, even if there's no existing window. I know this because at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Precision Concrete Cutters, 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.